Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You think it's crazy?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something sad?
What's sad? I don't know if I want sad.
Well, that's pretty sad.
All right.
So we have a sixth grader in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Lexia? So Lexia is in the house. Gorgeous girl. Love her hat. Love how she looks. She's beautiful. All the things. Lexia is in the house, and she says to me, what does tabloid mean?
Never thought of that, did we?
Yeah.
Huh. A little dated, isn't it?
Tabloid.
Yeah.
Can you still buy tabloids?
No.
Yeah, you can.
They still
print them.
They do? Yeah, they sure?
Like, it's got to be like one.
You can buy them at the supermarket.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still, National Enquirer, Daily News still comes out.
I did see the National Enquirer.
Yeah, they still come
out. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still out there.
Whew, because I was worried.
Yeah. Not like they used to be, but they're still out
there. Yeah. You read them while you're at the payphone.
We got nothing to do.
I thought about that the other day when we played the Maroon 5 song. I'm at a payphone. And I was like, oh, boy. I don't know.
No one's going to know.
Yeah, we might want to retire that song. Okay. Anyway, a couple of things. First of all, Justin Timberlake getting lots of crap, man. We don't know what's going on, but everybody's comparing stories across the world about how he's not actually singing at his concerts. Now, I don't mean that he's lip singing to a track or anything like that. He's literally not singing. He puts down his microphone and he has the crowd sing. And people are like, is his voice going out? But it's not. But I don't know. It just, do we have a little audio?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, here it is.
I got this inside my lungs. It sounds electric.
Look how long that is.
Yeah, that's a little much.
It's like half the song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a video. Did you see the one? Is it Eddie Money? Jeez. Anyway, they let him sing a portion of the song, but then they kick right in with the chorus and everything, or the hook of the song.
Right.
He doesn't even come back.
No. I get it when the chorus, you know, like everybody likes to sing that, and you're like, yeah, whatever. No, but you're right. I mean, through the bridges, he makes them sing it. It's weird.
What do they think going on with him?
I don't know.
Because he's doing this in every city he goes to.
Yep.
Everybody's writing these reviews about how he puts the microphone down and lets the audience take over. Don't you think at some point he has people start to read those reviews and say, Justin,
you gotta
look,
sing.
buddy, try to keep the mic on if you can, all right?
And then the other weird thing is, like, he doesn't have, like, a dance team with him. You know, he used to get down. Like, Justin Timberlake used to be one of the best dancers on the planet.
He was so smooth.
Yeah, you know?
Man, it's arthritis, man.
Dude.
arthritis. It's not a joke.
This is no joke.
The video that that concert is from looks like he's at like a state fair doing a concert. Yeah.
I know, but I'm sure it's not like a state fair. I'm sure it's like a music festival.
Yeah, it is.
Like, as a big thing, but yeah, it does. I saw a Ferris wheel in the background. I'm like, that does not look good.
Oh, man.
He's hit the state fair.
JT. Oh, no, JT.
Yeah, it happens to everybody.
Wait, he's coming to the Greeley Stampede?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. That's why maybe it's a good idea for him to do the NSYNC thing and you know?
Reunite
at the Sphere. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
It would be... It would be massive.
It would be insane. And the thing is, he's getting such bad reviews as a solo guy right now. Remember, he used to be able to carry this fine, but people are not digging him at all.
Well, I feel like he's on the backside of his career.
That's why we need to
play. Because the last couple of albums he's had hasn't done that great. I mean, he gets a couple of songs here and there, but nothing like what he used to get.
That's why we need to bring sexy back.
We need a little bye, bye, bye.
We need some sexy back.
I can look at my dance moves. I got it down.
So good.
Did you guys see that? I did the Pac-Man 3 times across my face. In my head saying bye, bye, bye. Yeah. Mm-hmm, I got it. I'm an in-syncer. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, anyway. Deion Sanders, we've mentioned it a lot. He is talking at 11 a.m. His team, in quotes. His team, the health team at Anschutz, is going to make an announcement at 11 a.m., which is weird because he's been kind of hush-hush about the whole thing. BJ says he's going to be saying, I'm fine. Here's what happened. Check out my YouTube channel so I can make some more money.
Yep, it is football time and we're ready to get back to work.
But then also, BJ said that his toes are going to go on tour.
Yes, I do. I think he's got them in a jar. I think he may present those today at the press conference. And then the tour happens, you know?
So I think he's putting them in formaldehyde, mm-hmm. and they'll be on tour.
I'd pay to see them.
You'd pay to see Deion's toes?
Yep. Yeah. I would.
We've all got something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot going on in your life, do you?
I find that to be a very prime toes. Are you kidding me? Where are you going to see that?
Yeah. Hey, you guys, I did see the Balloon Boy thing on Netflix.
Did you?
I did.
What? Balloon Boy?
Balloon Boy, part of that Trainwreck series
on
Netflix. And I don't know. I think we got the words wrong. He never said, my dad told me to go hide. He never actually said that full sentence.
No.
He said something like, what did your dad say? And he said, go to the attic or something like that. It wasn't like, go hide. We got the words wrong.
I don't remember having the word hide, though. I just remember he told him to go to the attic.
I don't know.
That's what I remember. And then the balloon took off. Here's the bottom line. Do you believe, after watching Balloon Boy, do you believe the dad knew that his son was not in that balloon?
No.
You think he thought he was in there?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't see.
I don't see how you could.
Listen,
saw it.
It has really
I've not
good
seen it.
Yeah.
The actual quote is, you guys said that we did this for a show. That's what the kid said.
Oh, yeah. We did it for a show. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That says guilty all over it.
Well, if you see, I'm not going to give it away because I want a lot of people to see it because obviously a Colorado, you know, thing. All right. I'm just going to say there's some things around that because they were just on a reality show. He's only like 6 years old. And I think he got confused saying that, look, all the cameras are here right now and I'm on a show.
Oh.
So I think he's only six and he was just on a reality show on Wife Swap.
Yeah.
Right? And now all the cameras are in front of him. I think he's a little kid that's like, I'm on a show.
I mean, I see that. You could get confused because to him, it's all the same.
Yeah, because you should see all the cameras that are there and all the trucks, the camera trucks are there. And so he was like, what did they say? And he said, I'm on a show. But he is actually on a show right then while they're recording him. Just watch it and then give me your opinion because it's very interesting. There's another part, I'm not going to give away. There's another part where you're like, ooh, I think you knew, but I'm not gonna. They did it so well. This Balloon Boy on Netflix. It's called Trainwreck. They did it so well that you literally have, and I can't believe it because to me it's just a one answer, right?
Yeah.
Is you knew, but the way they did it, they give you doubt, and then they take you back to nope, he knew, and then they give you doubt again. It's really well done.
Yeah.
It's really
it's called
well
a TV show. That's what they do. But I'm telling you right now, that dad was a shyster. I love when I go off of these tangents.
Especially if somebody you never even saw.
No, but I was here when it happened, and I remember that guy, and he, I don't believe at any point he thought his kid was up there.
I feel
but anyway, that's, you go see it yourself, make your own.
It's on Netflix.
Your own conclusion there.
All right, let's hear. The Fantastic Four earned $118 million in its first weekend. Does this have any kind of a special popcorn bucket?
Yeah, it's that. Yeah. It's the Galactus. World breaker.
Yeah,
The world record.
That big one.
Yeah. $80.
What is it called? Some type of a Galactus?
It's Galactus World Breaker. Yeah. He's called that because he eats planets.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it did, what, 200 and something million worldwide?
I haven't. I think, I know, yeah, 220. Don't you have the number?
Yeah, it was 118 domestically.
118.
Huh?
That's big.
It was 118 in the U.S. alone.
That's big.
Very big. Travis Kelce got a new haircut. Yay!
Hey.
So done. Let me ask the sixth grader. Why do you love Taylor Swift? You just like her music a lot. See?
That's a genuine fan, right there.
What about that part where she says, karma is a cat in my lap?
Purring on my lap.
Yeah, what about that line? Solid? Okay. Solid. Solid. I want to make sure everybody's on board with that one, because that one is a good one.
Just taking a survey.
Yeah, I am. Let's see here. I already said that one. Aaron Rodgers says that he's found the love of his life. He's so happy, you guys.
Really?
Aaron Rodgers, yep. This has got to kill that Shailene Woodley.
Oh.
Remember Shailene Woodley lived in Boulder, and she was dating Aaron Rodgers, and she loved him, and we thought they were going to get married. And now he's like, oh, my God. Brittany is like the love of my life. He says, quote, when you meet the right one and you're with the right one, your whole world changes in seconds.
Well, he's kind of caught in a catch 22 here, Jamie, when it comes to women.
Why is that, BJ?
Well, what's he supposed to say with his current? Are you supposed to say, oh, I like you a lot? Yeah, almost as much as that last one I had. You can't say that. You got to say, this current one is the love of my life. Right? What is the deal?
Man, everybody's mad at me saying, Jamie, how could you not see the Bloom Boy dad as a con? My gosh.
He's a big crook.
You know what? Watch the
Yes,
Netflix.
He is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See, that therapy does help.
Out there trying to sell these back scratchers. What a con man he was. I mean, think about it.
All right. And then finally, I know what I wanted to talk about really fast. Did you guys see that American Airlines jet on fire?
Yeah.
On DIA on the tarmac?
That was crazy.
I got the audio.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you darn
right. Not only is it crazy, but did you see the dad that like falls on his kid's face? Man, how much do you think they're going to get?
I don't know. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Dramatic images capturing the terrifying moment passengers were forced to evacuate an American Airlines plane after issues with its landing gear.
Is that it?
Yep.
3023, you got a lot of smoke.
Miami-bound American Airlines flight 3023 was about to take off from Denver International Airport around 2:45 Saturday. Flight radar showing the plane moving at 146 miles per hour on the runway when it was forced to abort before liftoff.
5 to 10 seconds before we were supposed to actually start flying, we heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good.
Mark Serkis was on that flight, describing the chaotic scene to ABC News.
When the plane stopped about 30 seconds later to a minute later, somebody said, smoke, fire.
The 173 passengers on board promptly evacuated, people escaping from the emergency slide as smoke billowed from the plane. The airline saying one passenger was taken to the hospital with a minor injury and that the aircraft's issues involved one of its tires.
Oh, like him. Did you see the one Southwest Airlines? The one that had to drop completely out of the sky because of a mid-air collision almost?
Yep, I did see that.
That's wild.
That one in Burbank?
That one, the people said they flew out of their seats.
Yeah.
They didn't have their seatbelts on. And they were in mid-air, and they were going to have a collision up there, and they had to drop the airplane.
How'd
they go? Whoop! Dropped the airplane like hundreds of feet.
Yeah.
Maybe thousands.
Okay, so here's a question.
What?
All right, so you have your computer bag, right? Right above you.
Yeah.
The plane is on fire as far as underneath it, right? And you're just waiting to get to the, you know, the evacuation slide.
Gotcha.
Go ahead and grab that thing, or
grab my computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Well, everybody's getting slammed because they brought their luggage.
I know,
you're supposed to leave everything on the airplane. You're supposed to not grab anything. I mean, your children. But you're supposed to leave everything as there. And they're like, the reason why it took so long for everybody to evacuate because they're jumping off with their bags and all this stuff. They're tripping because they have their bags.
I can't blame them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just standing there waiting for your time to jump.
You might as well grab it.
Well, most of the time, that bag's not even up there. It's down at your feet.
Yeah.
You've got it with you, so you would grab that on the way out. Now, as far as, opening up one of the compartments and grabbing my other luggage, I'd probably leave that in an emergency situation.
Like
but if you've got your computer bag there in your lap, Jamie, I mean, come on.
You're supposed to leave it.
No.
Yes, you are. That's the rule. Not supposed to grab anything.
Well, we don't follow the rules at DIA, do we?
Okay, and here's the other thing. Hello, flight attendants. I know a lot of you listen. Where were they at the bottom of the slide?
Sure people were getting on safe.
I do think it's bad for that one guy who stopped and made himself a drink on the way out. Okay, that was wrong. You don't stop and fix yourself a cocktail on the way out of the airplane just because
he
nobody's in
with
there.
With a drink cart?
Yes. Some come off with a bag. He comes off with a drink cart. Yeah, I got you.
No, but you always see in the training videos the flight attendants are at the end of the slide helping people off and making sure they don't. Toss
some
off of it.
Some of those people hit pretty hard, man.
Okay, second question.
All right.
You're a flight attendant. All right. Okay? Plane's on fire.
Right.
What are you doing?
Getting the hell out of there.
That's what I said.
I'm going to make a run for it, man. Everybody's on their own. And I think your ticket says that. If something catches on fire, you're on your own.
And you have to keep in mind that you're getting ready to take off, so you know there's a full belly of fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of there.
I'm out of there.
I'm not saving anybody's money.
Running.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. They're locked out.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? They're locked out. Jamie left the studio to take one of our guests that came in with his granddaughter, and they went on a tour of the radio station. Well, somehow they're locked out.
What?
They haven't come back. They're either on the 10th floor or they're on the... Hang on one second here. Don't cuss. We're on the air, okay? Where are you? You're on the 10th floor, but you're locked. Okay, we'll be right there, okay? So Jamie went to take him on a tour. She obviously didn't take her key card to get back in, right? So somehow she took him. I don't know what you would be touring on the outside of the doorways, but nevertheless, they're locked out. That's why she's not back here in the studio with Carson and I.
Where did they go? Yeah.
All right, a couple of things real quick here. The big giveaway, the tote bag giveaway, blowout. BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout again tomorrow morning. I got to find a better way to disperse these things because, I mean, two here, two there. It's a great prize to give away, but I'd like to give these things away by the thousands.
Yeah,
we want
them all over the city.
Yeah, I want to just absolutely bombard this place with these tote bags. And you'll love them too, man. They look cool. They look really cool. I'm proud of them. I got to tell you, I'm proud of them. Yeah. I'm on a grocery bag. I'm proud of it, okay?
Nothing wrong with that. Standard bag.
Nothing wrong. Go look at the bag. You can see it on our Facebook page. Also, it's on Instagram. It's in various places. Take a look at it. And we'll do it again tomorrow, 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. tomorrow. All right, one other thing I want to mention here before we take a break. Zach Brown at the Sphere. Now, I've seen two acts at the Sphere. I don't care who it is. No matter who's on stage, it doesn't matter. It's the Sphere. You could be at the Sphere and see William Hung, and it'd still be great.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Well, I don't know if it'd be amazing.
No, William Hung, absolutely.
William Hung.
Yes, 100%. It doesn't matter who's up there.
This contest is Zach Brown. Zach Brown at the Sphere in Vegas. So you got to download the app, the Audacy app, right?
Yep, AUDACY. So download it, and all you have to do is listen to us for like an hour each day. That's it. And you're automatically entered one entry per day to win that trip.
Seems like a lot.
No, what?
1 hour, BJ and Jamie. I don't know, man. That could get fatiguing after a while, right?
Not at all. No.
Hey, they're back. Hey, you made it.
Hey,
let me just say real quick here. Go to alice105.com.
Yeah, all the contest rules are right there.
All right, for Zach Brown at the Sphere, go download the Audacy app and listen to Wit. You made it back.
I made it back.
Woo!
We went on a tour.
Why'd you leave the area that you would get locked out? I'm confused about that.
Well, I didn't know where it was. We were on 10.
Yeah.
You know that side door?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you open it,
It closes. Yeah.
One door opens, the next one closes.
Crazy, isn't it?
It is. And then when I yelled, and I was like, "Don't let that door shut!" Oh, and we all dove for it.
Yes.
And we missed it by this much. Yeah. And so I mean, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
I was telling the guys.
No, he dove. He dove for it.
You went for it, Ron. Not that. I was telling the guys, I said, they've been gone for a long time. There's not that much crap here.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
when you're stuck outside. And then this even got worse. So Micah, our general manager, is here. I said, oh, you have to... I'm such a moron. You have to meet Ron. He runs Arrowhead.
No, Red Rocks.
I know, but that's what I said.
Oh, that's what you said.
Yes. I said he runs Arrowhead, and then...
Jamie.
I know, and then Ron sticks out his hand. He goes, well, close. It's Red Rocks.
Oh, jeez. Ron, I'm so sorry. Buddy, I'm so sorry.
I did that.
I've told her 5,000 times.
I know. I always... Because they're both, you know, they both have those rocks.
They both have rocks. Yeah, he pulled up rocks, Ron. I mean, can't you see it too? I mean, hello.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
Oh, what a day. What a day. All right, BJ, JB Morning Show. Happy Monday.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
Well,
oh my God,
there you
oh
go.
My God.
That's a Monday. What's the matter?
Part two of feeling old from a sixth grader.
Oh, no.
I said, write your name and say, was here on this board that we have, you know?
Yeah.
And then she wrote her name and she goes, oh, I don't know how to write was here in cursive.
Oh, no. Got to go back to school.
No, they don't teach it.
They don't even teach
it
anymore.
They don't teach it. There's no school in this.
Oh, really?
No, they
Brock School does.
They don't. Well, that's because he's in that fancy, schmancy,
Yeah, they still teach it there.
Private Baptist school or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But no, in public schools, they don't. But doesn't that make you feel old? My son doesn't know how to either.
I personally think they should.
I do too, but
I really do.
He doesn't know. I mean, all he knows how to do is type stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're all on tablets.
Yeah, they barely know how to write, damn kids these days.
Hey, Lexi, you want to say anything? Come on up here. You want to say something? Come on up here. Get on that microphone right there. You're going to be in what grade now? Sixth grade.
Lean into it.
You're going to be in sixth?
Yeah.
All right.
And what school are you going to?
Prairie Crossing.
Which one? Perry Crossing?
Prairie Crossing.
Prairie Crossing.
Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Let's say hi to your teacher so we give a shout out so you get, you know.
My mom.
Do you know who your teacher's going to be for the next year?
Mr. Kenyon.
Mr. Kenyon.
I hear he's tough, though.
No, he's not Mr. Kenyon. I hear he's hot.
I hear he's tough. I hear he's tough. He really works sixth graders. He works them.
Mr. Kenyon, shout out to you. We just need some good grades for this one, okay? Make it happen.
All right, did you have a great time at the radio station today?
especially out in the hall.
Good.
When we were locked out.
You got all locked out with Jamie White? You got a story to tell, right? How was my summer vacation? Well, I got locked out of the studio with Jamie White.
Right? Yeah. And do you want to say hi to your mom? Is that what you said? What's her name?
Marla.
Yeah. Okay, hi to Marla, too.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom, there you
go.
All right. All right, well, have a great school year. School year's starting very soon, right?
I almost said thank you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right, have a great great year at school, okay? All right, there you go. There you go, Lexi. Lexi going into sixth grade.
Yep.
All right, we got to go.
We do.
Go to our Odyssey app. And listen to the podcast. Anything you miss on the program today, you can get it right there.
Oh, don't forget about the, you know, the limited edition.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that when you were locked out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
More of those limited edition, much sought after,
amazing,
collector's item. I mean, I could go on and on, and probably will tomorrow. these tote bags are unbelievable.
He's never pre-promoted anything.
Ever.
And now
our
it's
boss has always said, like, hey, pre-promote concert, pre-promote, and nothing.
Well,
everything, and now we get a little shopping bag.
Everything else we've had is crap. Finally, we get some goods in here, man.
Okay,
I mean, like Taylor Swift tickets. Who wants to see her? Really? A flyway to Vegas? No, you want a tote bag.
Yeah.
That's what you want, my friends.
Exactly.
All right, more to give away tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock tomorrow. Have a great day. Enjoy your Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.